CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to my podcast. This is Rosie Mutena, and you're listening to Pan African Connect, the series of podcasts where I highlight my three passions in life. It's women, Africa, and the arts. And I absolutely love these two ladies. They're back with me, and we're talking about something really, really exciting and quite sexy, I think. In studio, we have Dr. Dihao and of course, her daughter, Ntaba Singh from Spiral Aloe. And we're going to talk about a fantastic treatment called the Protégé Intima.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Tell me a little bit. Give me a bit of background behind this treatment and why it's essential.
Okay, so I'd like to start at the beginning. I think with women and our bodies, women and sexuality, women and sexual health.
Mm.
And I think that as we are exposed with all of this information about what's good for you, what's bad for you, I think women are almost leapfrogging about the relationship they have with their bodies.
Mm.
They need to read all of these things. But it's not necessarily a conversation, particularly in maybe Black culture, where women are having conversations about their bodies and having an intimate relationship and understanding about what's going on with them as they're growing,
mm.
you know, right from when they begin, you know, sort of their periods up until later into menopause.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to start there to say this is about not just the treatment itself, but about that relationship that we
yeah.
want to women to start understanding, and that there's a place, like we said, at Spiral Aloe, where they can come and talk about their bodies and not be afraid to say, I'm not sure what's going on or what can I do about A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
So ideally what you will come and do is have a consultation with my mother, Dr. Diaho, and she will go through, you know, sort of how are you and really what is going on? How are you feeling? Because I think that's an important place to start.
Yeah.
The treatment then moves towards actually the intimate area, sort of the vaginal and labial area. But it is a non-invasive treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just to get that out there. But really, the treatment doesn't necessarily have an age group. But we do say that it is for women, maybe younger women, young mothers and upwards,
mm-hmm.
who are maybe wanting to just strengthen the muscles. Because like we all know, that the vagina is a muscle, like anywhere else in the body. And after maybe childbirth and maybe over aging, it gets a little bit weaker. So we just want to have a treatment that works with that to just tighten up the walls. So a lot of young moms we've had where they've come in and spoken to them about the treatment come in just to have a heat-related treatment. So what it does is plump up the vaginal walls. But but we will get a little bit more into
the technicalities
of the treatment.
Yeah.
But it is about, you know, having that conversation to say you don't need to be afraid. And there is a conversation you can have.
Mm.
But it also is coupled with, obviously, sort of the sexy side, you know,
yeah.
it also then comes with creams and lubricants and everything like that.
But also, it's also very important. I mean, if you look at going back to African tradition, where, you know, and it's still happening in East and West Africa, you have your Senga, who talks about your going from puberty into adulthood and the importance of working your vaginal muscles and looking after it. And I think as time has moved on, it's become a taboo.
Yes.
You know, you know, when Eve Ensler's Vagina Monologues came about, people were like, well, why are you talking about that?
Exactly.
And I was like, well, what's wrong with that?
Yes.
You know, this is something that is an integral part of being a woman.
Yes.
You know, so I'm glad that you got the conversation going.
You can't, I think, really talk about women and wellness and lifestyle and separate sexual health, because that, again, is sort of going back into the taboo area. And I think I like the way Ntabi started by broadening it.
Mm.
It's really conversations. And sometimes it comes out. This is why consultation is so important.
Yeah.
People don't necessarily come in saying this is what they want.
Yeah.
It sort of comes out in conversation. And then you end up at the place that actually this is what they had come in for. And that's why it is important to engage in conversation, because that's the only way you're going to find out what people really want. So we try to sort of open it up into just not straight clinical consultations. It's about conversations about your life, your lifestyle and all of that. So this technology is fantastic. And again, consultation provides you with an accurate diagnosis of whether this person will just do with the non-invasive treatments we have, or you need more intense, where you need a plastic surgeon or surgical procedures. Because it's also important to be honest and say, look, this is how far we can go here, but I think beyond this, you might need
these are your other options.
We do a lot of referrals.
Yeah.
We do a lot of referrals because our treatments, our anti-aging treatments, are non-invasive.
Mm-hmm.
So the technology comes from radio frequency.
Mm-hmm.
It is the same technology we use for weight loss, for collagen plumbing and that. And then we use it in the lips area, the vaginal tightening and increasing blood flow and all of that. And it's It's a very popular treatment. Mm-hmm. It's very comfortable.
How long
20 minutes.
Oh, wow. 30 okay.
minutes. Yeah. And you need four treatments a week apart, and you can come back later for maintenance. Because mm-hmm. every day we age, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got to the place where we got because we're aging. Mm. And for women who've just sort of had babies and they just want to rejuvenate and come back similarly, it's just to arrest the speed of aging.
Yeah.
These are fantastic technologies, actually.
Well, that's beautiful. And you know, going back to what Ntaba Singh said, is that, you know, it's important to deal with those issues. And it's not a taboo. Mm. And I think as women, we need to go back and reclaim who we are. Because, as I said, it's an integral part of our femininity, of about who we are and understanding ourselves. And it roots us, you know. So I haven't done the treatment, but this is something that I will be looking. I will be coming
you
back.
You are invited. Yeah.
You know, but you know, if you're worried about the you know, a lot of people are still coming to terms with talking to people if it's not your gynecologist. And the most important message, and why I wanted to talk about this treatment, and for my listeners out there, it's about, you need to have the conversations with your body. You know, you need to have that alone time and understand that everything is working in harmoniously within your body, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's nothing. It's not degrading. It's not. It's in fact, it's more liberating because you're taking control of yourself. So for those of you who are worried about this and want to know more, go through and if you get to the point, which I know it you'll end up doing the treatment, but go through and have that conversation with somebody who'll be able to equip you with the knowledge or things that you've probably possibly underestimated or overlooked within your life. You know, would you like to add anything on the treatment itself?
So, yes, like I had mentioned, that around the treatment, there is also the products that we work with that actually have also been engineered by a South African pharmacist, mm-hmm. where they speak to sort of women's sexuality on top of just the treatment. So yeah. Once you have gotten over the heebie-jeebies, which you will definitely, there is also an opportunity to have a conversation about your sexuality as a woman, because also that extends into how you relate to women, you know, other women, but also in your relationships. And I think that's also then where intimacy comes in.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of women, you know, probably come initially because of a relationship that has exposed them to a situation where they aren't comfortable for whatever reason, and then feel the need to come, not only to have the conversation, to have the treatment, but then also to liven up the relationship or to just say, what are the options around our relationships, at least sexually, that can either enhance or be changed, or to understand a little bit more about how in a relationship, having knowledge of self actually makes you a better partner, has a better relationship internally.
And that is exactly what you just said, is incredibly powerful. It's knowledge of yourself, you know, and don't be scared to delve into that.
Yeah. Definitely. So yes, I mean, that's part of the conversation, that the treatment comes part and parcel with that whole area of being a woman, being, you know, knowing your body, your sexuality and what that means, your femininity and the relationship between all of those for yourself and for whoever you might be intimate with at any stage.
I think one of the most empowering things is being working in this area and realizing knowledge is power. You know, it sounds flippant. Mm. There's nothing more empowering than knowledge. Mm. And I think if there's anything that we can be proud of, is having a space where people can come in and ask questions without feeling embarrassed.
Yeah.
And so as you do your face, as you do your body, as you do your nails, there's the other intimate areas we are now able to talk about, because you're who you are in whole. Mm-hmm. You're not sort of little bits of everything. And I think that's one of the real fascinations of doing this work in a place where you can do all of it in one place. And again, the pharmacists that we work with that facilitate and I think provide products that facilitate the treatments is just a yet another huge area that you realize women are not even aware of. And it's not even expensive. And we talked about expense and we didn't really get into it. Being well can be, if you build it and weave it in the fabric of your everyday life, can be very, very reasonable.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to cost money.
Yeah.
When you make that decision of changing your lifestyle to benefit yourself, you weave it into your lifestyle. Yeah. It shouldn't be a standalone thing.
Yeah.
So is sexual health, so is mind health, so is your face, so it's your spirituality. All of them together must be sort of like a unified fabric that is your life.
Yeah. Because ultimately, I mean, when people say, well, you know, as we said about the costs, is that if you don't weave it into your life, the costs that come out later, your diabetes, yeah, heart conditions, oh, yeah, hypertension, yeah, all of these things, yeah, are incredibly expensive.
This is the other silent conversation that we're trying to bring out on the 31st, because August is Women's Month. Mm. We are trying to be in as many events as possible that, yeah, that what you've just said, there is that silent epidemic of chronic diseases that's beginning to hit this continent.
Yeah.
A lot of us have worked in HIV and infectious diseases for a long time, and that got a lot of media. I think we need to seriously be considering chronic diseases that affect and are driven by our lifestyles.
Yeah.
Because that is the biggest cost that's going to hit us as countries, as the continent.
Mm.
And if we don't take charge now, it's going to cost us a lot later on.
Absolutely. Well, that's definitely a conversation that we can pick up on. And, of course, if you want to find out more about the treatments or about what else they offer, obviously go to their website. That's www.spiralello.co.za.
Yes.
Otherwise, go to my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages, and all the information is there. Thank you so much for listening. See you soon.
Until we see you for a treatment.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Cliffcentral.com.